Back up, please.
Welcome to IndyCast episode number 18. It's 6th of April and about 10:30 p.m. here in India. I have Abhishek with me.
Hi.
Who just celebrated his 23rd birthday, right?
Right. 23rd birthday.
So, Janam Din Mubarak, if that's right. Yeah.
Dhanyavaad, ji, dhanyavaad.
So, and the breaking news is that you bought yourself a bicycle.
Yes, I bought myself a bicycle. I bought a bicycle on the 6th of April, that is today.
Is it like a birthday gift for yourself?
It was a coincidence that I was born on 2nd of April and buying a bike on the 6th. Yes, sir. No, coincidence not that it was a birthday on the 2nd, but that I bought a bike today.
I mean, it's just so weird to know that a 23-year-old guy buys a bike and now plans to ride it to office and all those things.
Vaishan, you see, last week when I met you, and that when I saw that stomach of yours at the age of 25, I thought,
Sala.
Let's
Sala.
I thought, let's get into the act before I, you know, I don't want to complete my sentence.
ज़्यादा बात नहीं करें, हाँ कम, नहीं नहीं नहीं, इतना भार नहीं है, ओके, कि इट्स नॉट दैट,
ठीक है, पर अंदर जा सकता है, देयर इज़ अ लॉट ऑफ़ स्कोप ऑफ़ इम्प्रूवमेंट,
सी, आई हैव बीन आउट ऑफ़ द कंट्री टिल नाउ, सो नाउ दैट आई हैव कम बैक एंड एवरीवन इज़ गिविंग मी फूड और बैठ के खाने को मिलता है, सो इट्स लाइक आई एम एंजॉयिंग ऑल दैट, तो थोड़ा सा उल्टा चलता है, आई हैव जॉइंड अ जिम बाय द वे एंड ऑल दिस थिंग्स, सो I mean, give me some, so thoda time de, couple of months and,
okay.
So, dekhte hai abhi kya hota hai.
Bilkul sir, bilkul.
Anyways, all those things aside, we are going to talk about very important things. I mean, very important bolega to things that we cannot joke about. And, you know, that's going to be, a couple of things have come into the limelight. One was the decision that a court ruled against Sunil More, who was the accused in the rape case, the Marine Drive rape case. So basically, to give you a background, was that Sunil More was a constable with the Marine Drive police station and he raped, a teenage girl or something like that?
A 12-year-old girl, yes.
12-year-old, yeah?
I think so. I think it's a teenage girl, right.
12-year-old? I don't think 12, but okay, whatever. So, a teenage girl in... in one of those, you know, small police stations underneath the bridge. And people were really pissed off because someone from the police force itself had done that. And how can you trust the police now and all those things.
Right.
So, judgment was passed on this case. And he has received 12 years of
rigorous imprisonment.
And he has to pay some fine as well.
Right.
It went through the fast track courts.
Court.
Something that is called fast track courts. They fast track the investigation and all those things. So
still the verdict took a year.
Yeah, that's right.
Ek saal ke baad hua, so that is our definition of getting a case fast of this magnitude in the fastest way possible.
Fast track mein na.
Fast track.
Yeah, exactly. So, but
अपना average जो है ना average.
हाँ.
चल guess कर. अगर this is a fast track, तो on an average rape cases in India take approximately dash years to receive a verdict.
I mean just out of the age.
Yes, मारना.
5 years.
10 years. 10 years लगता है on an average. तो sometimes मतलब if you average it out अभी 1 year इसका लगा.
हाँ.
तो that means to get it to 10, किसी को 19 साल भी लगा रहेगा, समझ रहा है? ऐसा है, on an average, इतना है.
That's just so, I mean, those numbers are just unbelievable. 10 साल an average case is just ridiculous, yaar.
Arey statistics hai na yaar. 56,000 rape cases are pending in our courts today. Malum tere ko? 56,000 rape cases, aur usme se a third of them involve minors.
Aaj agar koi,
to if today a 15-year-old girl gets raped, agar usko 10 saal lagta hai to get her justice when she is 25. I mean, there have been cases where people just move on here and chhod dete hain, when I mean, move on with their families and lives aisa.
So yeah, it's, I mean, and the next other thing was, what about the girl cries it out foul, you know what I mean?
Ha, they call this consent rape or something, yes.
Right, so what happens right during all, we don't know about the statistics on those things, so there might be some...
Theek hai, right. Chal, benefit of so doubt the, na, but I'm talking about the, yeah, you're right.
So the average gets screwed out there. Plus,
no, yeah, see, you're right. Average gets screwed out there, fine. But these 56,000 rape cases jo hai are pending. These are the ones which have been actually reported, and only one out of 69 rape cases actually get reported. Matlab, to 56,000 into 69 kar, uske baad ek figure milega tere ko.
Those many rapes actually happen.
Haan, okay, wo universal set. Uske baad, usme se even if you discount 40% of hoax cases, toh bhi kitna hota hai, yaar?
That's still huge, big number.
Huge amount, yeah.
So about this Sunil More thing, okay? He was saying ki he has been framed and the sentence is too long. The other thing that I just wanted to bring up here was that why isn't death penalty a part of the rape sentences? Our IPC says that to a maximum, the punishment handed out for a rape criminal is life imprisonment and some fine.
Right.
Okay, so why is that? I mean, why isn't death penalty a part of the sentence? I just don't get it.
Aisa bhi ho sakta hai na ki samaj, it may just create a feeling in the mind of the guy who does the rape, saying that I might as well kill the victim because I am going to be hanged anyways, or there might be a possibility that I get this death penalty if I leave this woman alive.
Nay, but I'm not saying ki you should give the death penalties like they do in Texas, yaar. I'm saying you should give death penalties only. Arre, Texas mein to aisa baatta hai. Udhar to mentally deranged ko bhi deta lagta hai.
Arre baba.
So that is another case. Lekin I'm saying that in extreme cases, I think rape sentences, death sentences should be an option. At least they should consider that.
So, possibly true, yeah. But ek aur cheez hai, see, if you consider the rapes of 2-year-olds and 5-year-olds, right?
So that just pisses me off, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Matlab, the guys who do this, they are mentally deranged or challenged.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Kuch toh gadbad hai. So in that case, a person who's not in his senses, probably, according to the Indian Penal Code or some, cannot be hanged or cannot be given the death penalty.
Right. And I agree there. You know, they need mental help. Yeah, I totally agree there that some people are just, you know, they do crazy things because they are mentally ill and not because they have, you know, ill thoughts or anything like that.
Right.
Ill will for anyone.
Defined rape.
Well, Indian Penal Code has what, about 6 points for an act to be considered as a rape, okay? So you have the first obvious one is where zabardasti hota hai. And then there are a couple of other ones which, you know, I don't want to go into it because it gets really complicated and all. What we'll do is we'll just post a link, but what I have noticed is everywhere in the definition, it says that the victim is addressed as she.
Yeah, okay, that's everywhere it says all the time. Yes.
Yeah, it's like she or against her consent.
Against her consent. Yes.
Yeah, things like that. So that was a bit. I wouldn't say I was just thinking about it. All right. But a question no, still remains ki remains. Can men be raped karke. So,
but the more important point is Indian Penal Code ka side page says a rape is defined, or what constitutes a rape is penetration is sufficient to constitute the sexual intercourse necessary to the offense of rape, is what they have got on their website.
Right.
So in other words, a child who's or a girl or a teenager who's molested or has been used
tortured or abused physically,
yes, but if then the accused will not be sentenced for rape if he's not gone all the way.
Right.
So aisa unka ye definition hai. Ki it's, I don't know, it's fine if you do that and your offense doesn't come under the purview or jurisdiction of a rape because you did not have the sexual intercourse, which is the basis of the case. Pura.
Which constitutes a rape. Basically.
Constitutes, huh, right.
You know, so I think which can be equally... Which can be equally this thing, yeah, horrifying experience.
Absolutely, yaar. Matlab kya? I mean, this is bullshit.
Huh?
Matlab you've ruined the. She'll have nightmares every second day. Till the day she'll live. Huh. And she's not going to feel good or take solace about the fact that wow, he didn't go all the way, and that I'm still.
I'm laughing, but.
That's what the court wants to tell you, that it's okay, right? He hasn't gone all the way, so that's all I can do, will the judge say, end of the day. Itna hi main kar sakta hu. Because mere law mein, wo bolta hi nahi hai, so I can't supersede justice. And
right,
justice kisne banaya? People like you and me, who made laws.
Exactly.
And you and me and
men. And it'll be really interesting to see if the punishment is linear to a punishment given to rape, you know, for that kind of an offense.
Exactly.
If that is the case, then there is a serious loophole there.
Big time loophole.
So I think so. All these things have to be looked into, right?
जो भी है, but this is a big time flaw which says कि इधर लिखा है रे, this is the line which says penetration is sufficient to constitute the sexual intercourse necessary to the offence of rape. Is sufficient लिखा है, ठीक है? That means before that they've got nothing for it. उसके लिए कुछ अलग laws रहेगा, तो रहेगा, पता है?
Exactly, that might be called as a different offence. You know, like murder and attempt to murder.
Exactly.
To something like that, attempted rape or something, kuch to bhi hoga alag.
This rape is a more criminal act than killing somebody. I mean, you kill the other person every day, aisa ho jata hai, sab rape ho.
Yeah, that's true. And if it is a gang rape, then it is totally in a different league.
Hmm.
Anyways, another thing in the news that has been related to things happening to women is fashion show malfunctions. Okay, and the media for some reason has been making a huge hue and cry about a minuscule, totally non-issue, I feel.
Right, you know? As in people, the woman walking on the ramp and slipping a few clothes here and there.
Yeah, basically, during the Lakme India fashion show in Mumbai, okay, this is like the fashion convention of India, okay, so there are thousands of ramp shows for all these designers that come in from all parts of India and they get to present their work.
Okay.
And during a fashion, ye apna wo ramp, when they are, you know, displaying their designs and all, it's like almost, you know, there is a lot of confusion backstage or wo hota rehta hai, and in that you have to get dressed in 20 seconds and go out with what you have to wear next. So while doing all those things, there is this con, yaar. What's that model's name? Some model's name. Uska top totally came off, and her upper body was totally bare. And everyone clicked photos and MMS clips and all those things, which then circulated all over the internet. And basically, you know, a few Shiv Sena leaders have been making a big, big thing out of it, saying that this is indecent, that is indecent, and so.
Or more importantly, yeah, this is all deliberate. Exactly.
They were saying that this, all these things were all deliberate. This is a total conspiracy. They wanted it to fail. They wanted it to happen on ramp. And there was another instance where a model's sarong or something came off, or a zipper tore or something, and her ass was showing, basically. You know, so that thing happened again. But
this as a piece of news once in a week's time or something, it's fine. But then reliving it every day, once in Bombay Times, once in Times of India, that dikhane ka, and people talking about it is just wasting print.
Are there is this woman's lib ki female, yaar. She's like, we have to have a police inquiry into this, investigation into it. And they actually conduct
the culture of women.
This is and they actually conducted a police investigation. The police went in and investigated with the, talked to the model, talked to the fashion designer and everyone. And they
again. I want you to do this again.
Exactly. Yeah, what was the point? Apna Mumbai police, don't they have important things to do? I mean, there are like what 50,000 fast track cases pending here, and you are going investigating fashion goof ups. To chalta,
it's like
and
having
and all this for what? You know, it's like
social
and
they, service, yaar. ऐसा नहीं बोलने का.
Oh, it's like glamorizing social service. तो जैसा
बोला.
You know, get the glamour in.
Glamour in social service.
Exactly. So
I think these some of these people should have a sense of humor and let it go. Yeah. It happens once in a while, probably, or even if it is deliberate, it's fine. You smirk and then let go.
I agree.
Don't waste too much time on it.
Yeah, I agree. They just blew this thing totally out of proportion, and it's not like, and they are saying that, you know, apna India ka internet pe all this porn is being circulated, all this they are sending emails and all. I mean, you know what? There are like better things to do on the internet, and Indian internet is not the place to search for porn. Yeah. You know, if you want to get porn, you can get it anywhere. So come on, right?
So we know it better than anybody else, right?
Abhi VQ bola. I am not into. I have stopped doing all those things, man.
Right.
I'm winking.
Good old college days. Yes.
Oh my god, smuggling the CDs and all those in. Huh? Anyways,
I'm not going to
exactly.
My mom listen to this podcast unless you edit that part.
No. Before we give out any more details, let's cut it at this. Hey, about NDTV show, we were supposed to be on last Sunday, but that didn't happen because Rahul Dravid ka interview unko telecast karna tha. So that's what Prasad told me. So that didn't happen. And but it's coming up at 9 PM on NDTV 24/7 this coming Sunday. Okay, so if you get a chance, just watch it. And that's about it. Keep the comments coming in. That's about it from me. Yeah. And
you take good care of that tummy of yours.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you keep exercising on your bicycle.
New
bicycle. Hey, does your bicycle have gears and all?
No, yaar. 5 kilometers chala ke aaya aaj office se. अपने roommate को bike दिया बोला तू bike लेके जा मैं cycle लेके आता हूँ घर पे आया 15 मिनट सो ही गया flat push.
Dude, you should,
pollution मालूम है तेरे को.
You should take that Chyawanprash and all, yaar.
It's a start. देखता हूँ, बोलता हूँ तेरे को साले तू मिल.
अच्छा, okay, चलो. All right, that's about it. Yeah. It's a wrap up. Until next week. Bye.
Bye.
ಹೋಗ್ತಾರೆ.